The Tokyo Olympics will be postponed for 1 year after the Japanese government and the International Olympic Committee agreed a delay was the best way forward. Japan's Prime Minister spoke with the head of the IOC in a late-night teleconference and agreed to hold the Games in the Northern Hemisphere summer of 2021. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
There isn't much that the new coronavirus hasn't delayed, disrupted or dismantled. The Olympic and Paralympic Games are now on that ever-growing list. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made the announcement late last night.
As the host of the Tokyo Olympics, taking into consideration the current situation, for the athletes of the world, for them to be able to compete in the best environment and also for the Games to be one which is safe and worry-free for spectators, I asked if it would be possible to consider postponing the Games for approximately 1 year.
Mr. Abe says the International Olympic Committee's President Thomas Bach agreed with him 100%. Pressure on the IOC and its president had been accelerating in recent days, with Australia and Canada refusing to participate if the Games went ahead this July. Japan's Olympic Minister Seiko Hashimoto says she hopes this decision provides some reassurance for athletes who've been trying to train in the middle of restrictive lockdowns.
With so many unknowns, it must have been very concerning and worrisome for athletes to try and maintain their physical condition. So I appreciate that the decision was made.
On the streets of Tokyo, locals are largely supportive of the decision. This man says it's a reasonable decision because if there's any fear still, then the athletes and the spectators won't be able to enjoy the Olympic and Paralympic Games. This man says rather than trying to do the Olympics when there's so much chaos, it's much more reassuring to do it at a calm time. Inside a ramen noodle shop near the National Stadium, this owner says it's better to have more time to prepare so they can make sure that there are things like enough toilets. He says he'll do everything he can to support the new dates. Sorting out those new dates will be a significant logistical hurdle. There are huge costs involved, and organisers will have to find weeks that work with all of the international sporting federations and broadcast rights holders. For now, all of the events that had already been drastically scaled back around this year's Games, like the torch relay, have been cancelled. It was due to begin in Fukushima tomorrow, but the flame will stay in Japan as a symbol of commitment and hope, according to the IOC's president, Thomas Bach. The idea is that it's the light at the end of the tunnel. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo, reporting for AM.